Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
An all-time record was set last night. Keith Yandel, 965 straight games, the NHL's Iron Man streak. I'm not sensing the energy from you guys that this deserves. When Cal Ripken did it, you guys wrote love songs.
Yeah.
You knew the number by heart for Ripken. You don't even know the number I just said. What's the number I just said?
900-something.
Oh, come on. Let's go around the horn. You're all getting muted. Let's go.
No, I got that right.
David Ortiz? Yes. Yes, sure. We loved him. Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, A-Rod. No. Do not like them. Is there any other way to see it? The Baseball Hall of Fame memorabilia basement has a PED conundrum. And let's throw Curt Schilling in there, too. That's about politics. It's got a we-don't-like-you conundrum. It's a swampy morass. And the voters, 394 members of the Baseball Writers Association of America, to choose players, quote, on the basis of playing ability, sportsmanship, character, their contribution to the team on which they played, and baseball in general. Bill Plaschke, you used to vote for the Hall of Fame. What was last night, and what does it tell you about the game?
Yeah, I don't vote anymore because my paper doesn't allow me to. They don't want us to make the news, and I'm glad they don't. It's a mess right now. I mean, I can see Bonds and Clemens not getting in. They're steroid users. They cheated. Keep them out. But how do you put Big Poppy in? How do you put David Ortiz in and keep Curt Schilling out? David Ortiz tested positive for steroids. The commissioner said to ignore that test. You can't ignore that test. So you put him in because you like him. You keep Curt Schilling out. Why? Because you don't like him, because he doesn't like writers. I've had many, many players call me names and hate on me and not like me in baseball. That doesn't mean you don't vote for him for the Hall of Fame. Schilling belongs in the Hall of Fame. David Ortiz does not. Yet simply because one is affable and one is amenable and one is embracing and one is not, that's the reason it is, that's messed up.
Okay, so there are a couple parts here. I want to go deeper here with you, Plaschke. You see through the voting here. We like one guy. He's a good guy. We'll vote for him. We don't like another guy. And again, you got to say it specifically. It's kind of about politics and kind of how he treated sports writers in Curt Schilling's case. But you believe Bonds to be a cheater. You believe A-Rod to be a cheater. You believe, it, to the extent, of course, that they don't get into the Hall of Fame because of their cheating during the game.
Absolutely. And don't give me this bit, well, Bonds was a Hall of Famer before he cheated. That doesn't mean he didn't cheat. Clemens was great before he cheated. That doesn't mean they didn't cheat. I was there and I lived it and I saw it and I saw how these guys, how big they got and how this hurt the players who didn't cheat, how all the players who didn't cheat were affected by the cheaters. Cheaters don't belong in the Hall of Fame. Keep them out. And David Ortiz, in my mind, is a cheater. But because he's a nice guy, people overlook that.
That was the test Major League Baseball did the year before they were still trying to suss out what was in the game. And that report was supposed to never come out, and it was leaked. We're going to bring in Harry Lyles Jr. here. You can rebut anything Bill Plaschke said, or how did you see the voting yesterday?
It's inconsistency. Look, I don't think any of us want the fact that these guys took PEDs to be a thing, but it's a thing that happened. And, you know, when you have somebody like Bud Selig, who is the commissioner at the time, who is in the Hall of Fame, and he kind of turned a blind eye to a lot of this happening in real time. So for him to be in the Hall of Fame is one thing, but one other thing here that I think that we need to kind of recognize is by not putting these guys in the Hall of Fame, you're not taking or protecting the game. You're not protecting it at all, because in previous generations, you had guys that were taking amphetamines. And also, and I think people really overlook this very important fact, for the first 78 years of the game was not integrated. There were not black players in this game, and we don't hold that against those kinds of guys. So by not putting in the guys of the steroid era, I don't think that you're protecting this purity of the game. It does not exist. So I think that we need to kind of take a step back and put these guys into what this is. It's a museum of the game.
Frank Isola, I'll bring you in here.
Yeah, I was once upon a time a card-carrying baseball writer. I never voted for the Hall of Fame. I don't have that card anymore. I completely understand Bill's position. My issue is, if you're going to put David Ortiz in, how do you not put Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens in? I would have, if I had a vote this year, I would have voted for four guys. I think four deserved it. I think David Ortiz, but more so, Curt Schilling, definitely Barry Bonds, definitely Roger Clemens. I don't understand how they could pick one and not the other. Now, remember something about the writers, because they're getting killed all over the place. 66% did vote for Barry Bonds to get in. 65% voted for Roger Clemens to get in. So the majority voted for them to be Hall of Famers. They just didn't reach that magical number. And to Bill's point about players that are liked, not liked, I'm going to give you, and I've mentioned on the show a million times, Albert Bell, go look at his numbers. 8 straight years, at least 30 home runs, 9 straight years, over 100 RBIs. Albert Bell never got considered. And I think a lot of that had to do with his relationship with the media.
Al, I want to bring you in here as well and your thoughts on it, but also just let me add this. Could you see a modification to the voting process in either the character clause, because that word means different things to different people, or can you see a modification in who's voting?
Well, if they were going to do a modification, they would have done it years and years and years ago when McGuire and Sosa came up and they knew this was going to be an issue with Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens. They could have been a little bit more specific to the writers about what and how they should be measuring these quote-unquote Hall of Fame careers. But for Bill to sort of gloss over like, oh, miss me with this, Barry Bonds had Hall of Fame numbers before the PED accusations, you can't miss them with that. Like, take away those years that he was accused of doing it, right? 1998 to 2007. If you take those years out of the equation, Barry Bonds would have ended his career still with a 290 career batting average, still with a 160 career OPS, with over 1,900 hits, with over 400 home runs. You know who else has similar slash lines to that? Jimmy Fox, Babe Ruth, Ted Williams, those guys. Those guys are Hall of Famers, and that's the point, is that the frustrating part of all of this is that it's selective justice. It looks like if you're affable, if you get along with the writers, if they like you, if you give great sound bites, then you get into the Hall of Fame, and we'll just sort of gloss over your PED use, but if you were the greatest hitter of all time, we're going to punish you. It just felt like they were proving their point. They had their point made. They should have put it in the final opportunity to make the ballot, and they didn't. It's a dark day in baseball because they look like hypocrites.
Lashke, I'll bring you back in.
So, Ellis, so you're saying it's okay if you were good before you cheated, it's okay to be a cheater. It's okay to be a cheater as long as you're good before you cheated. Is that what you're saying about Barry Bonds? Because he cheated.
No, what I'm saying is they just elected David Ortiz as a first ballot Hall of Famer, and they should have, right? Because there's only been 34 other players that have contributed more runs than David Ortiz, and the only reason, the only ones that aren't in the Hall of Fame are not in there because of off-the-field issues. Yes, if it's about how you matter and what you, the impact that you make, nobody was more impactful for the Boston Red Sox than David Ortiz. You could argue he is the most important Red Sox player of all time. What I'm saying is you don't pick and choose. This is not a popularity contest, even though it appears that it is. You don't get to pick and choose, gloss over David Ortiz's PED use, and then say, Barry, but poor other players, Bill, what they did to the other players. The other players rode that wave just like Bud Selig did, with record ratings, with new TV deals, all brought on by the steroid
the
era.
Other players
Let's be
gave
real
up,
about that.
Gave up mammoth home runs, got beat when they weren't supposed to get beat. No, the whole point of this is, I don't think David Ortiz should be in there either. And also, let's be clear about this. These players aren't being kept out of baseball history. Their achievements are in the Hall of Fame. There's no asterisk besides Barry Bonds' hits. There's no asterisk besides Roger Clemens. They're in the Hall of Fame. They're just not being honored as Hall of Famers. There's a big difference, and I find it very dubious to honor a cheater as a Hall of Famer.
Did Bill convince any of you guys? Harry, did Bill convince you?
No, not at all. I think that this is a part of the game. This is a part of the history of the game. And given that this is, again, the Hall of Fame in its mission says it is a museum of the game, you have to tell the entirety of its history.
So you walk in there and you say, well, point me to the guy who's got the most hits in the history of the game. Oh, he's not in here. Oh, well, point me to the guy who's got the most
home
runs.
They're in there. Yeah, they're
He's not in here as well. I mean, point me to the guy who's got the most, whatever it is. I mean, it's comical in that regard, isn't it, Plashke?
No, because all the achievements are in there, just their bust. They're not.
All right, there's a bust in there for Ty Cobb. The character clause. I think history has proven that suggests.
I don't want to do this,
but I mean, Kirby Puckett was a great player of the 80s and 90s. A character clause, that wouldn't hold up for him right now as well. In his own autobiography, the great, period, Hank Aaron, period, talks about using an amphetamine in his own autobiography. I think it's page 268. I mean, for baseball to not recognize what it has in the past, And then
but they are recognized.
Continues.
What's going to hurt baseball next year is that you're going to get guys because the average there were seven players on everyone's ballot. So you take off those players, Schilling, Bonds, and Clemens. Guys are going to move up. So no offense to Scott Rolen, Todd Helton. They're probably going to get into the Hall of Fame, and you're not going to have Schilling, Bonds, and Clemens? That's a little tough to take.
Well, it has created, in many ways, just a stopgap of who gets in and who doesn't get in. And baseball created all of this. What a great way to distract from the lockout that's going on right now. We have this conversation. We've been horned. We're going to move on. How the Clippers came back on the Wizards last night and how the Wizards historically vomited this game away. The last 9 seconds, Luke Kennard hit a 32-footer. The Wizards wizarded it with a 5-second violation, and Kennard hit the three in the foul from Bradley Beal for a 4-point play. It was 7 points in 9 seconds for Kennard. Second biggest comeback in NBA history. Frank Isola, how did this happen? And is the storyline the Clippers or Wizards?
That loss is going to keep the Wizards out of the Hall of Fame, and it should. You know, Tony, prior to last night, in the last 20 years, there have been 16,240 games played where a team has trailed by at least 7 points with 20 seconds to go. And the team has won one time. Last night, it was the second time. If you are the Washington Wizards, you're up 35 points. You give up 80 in the second half. And then your best player fouls Luke Kennard shooting a three. Foul him on the catch. That was a complete disaster. They were a disaster a couple of nights early against Boston defensively. Something is going on with that team. That's a disgraceful
loss. Harry Lyles Jr.?
Listen, Tony, as somebody who is a fan of the Atlanta Falcons football franchise, of the National Football League, I appreciate a good, just embarrassing loss, right? Blown lead. Like, I really know a good one when I see one, and that was performance art. Frank mentioned the stat. The fact that it is so rare for that to happen with that little time, to me, this is all about the Wizards. That doesn't take away from the great comeback that the Clippers had and the effort that it took from their reserve players, but come on, Washington.
L. Duncan, was this more about the Clippers or more about the Wizards?
First of all, let me say, this is the saddest thing to happen to the wizard community since Dumbledore aided in the Half-Blood Prince. But in similar fashion, he facilitated his own demise. And honestly, so did the Wizards. 7 turnovers in the fourth quarter alone. But don't take this away from the Clippers, guys. This is what they do. This is the third comeback this month alone of at least a 24-point deficit for L.A. So give them some credit.
And Flashkey.
Give the Clippers full credit. This was all about them. At halftime, Reggie Jackson in the locker room, they're down by 30, said, quote, we have him right where we want him. This is exactly where we want to be. The Clippers' Ty Lue has put a belief
in this
team.
So write a column about him, Bill. You're a columnist. Write about
the Clippers.
Isola. Unbelievable.
I have written columns about them.
Unbelievable.
Shots fired.
Oh. L. Duncan, queen of the dark arts right now in the lead. What's worse? The worst loss from last night in the NBA, blowing a 36-point lead or losing by 53 like the Sacramento Kings did. Oof. They had one guy in double figures. Good. That's hard to do in the NBA in 2020.
Haven't made the playoffs in 15 years.
Buy or sell on the other side.
Around the Horn is brought to you by the stylish Lexus RX. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
Lakers 106, Nets 96. Lakers returned Anthony Davis. We'll get to that in a second. And LeBron had how many steals at midcourt for breakaway dunks? But the Nets, they started Kessler Edwards, DeAndre Bembry, Daron Sharp, Patty Mills, and James Harden. It's being reported that Harden's frustration with Kyrie Irving's part-time status and Durant's injury and Steve Nash's rotation is becoming palpable. Bleacher Report's Jake Fisher had that report. Harden addressed it after the game yesterday. He said, yeah, I don't know about reports, but of course I'm frustrated. Frank, what does it portend?
Bill's having so much fun enjoying the Lakers' win against the Renton Nets. James Harden left the Houston Rockets because he wanted to play with Kevin Durant, who's out until after the All-Star break, along with Joe Harris injured. Kyrie Irving only plays in road games. But guess what? His mood can change by the end of the season if everybody gets back, because he'll still be one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference. If not, maybe there's something in the works with Ben Simmons in Philadelphia after the season.
But you're still holding out on an if. L. Duncan, you're shaking your head no.
That's why, God, I don't know if James Harden's frustrated, but I am. I'm tired of the dusty Springfield Nets. We're wishing and hoping and planning and praying. We've been doing that for a year. Last year was about injuries. This year it's because Kyrie won't get vaccinated. This is absolutely ridiculous. You saw it last night. Steve Nash is throwing 11 different dudes out there trying to figure out the lineup. James Harden should be frustrated. He forced his way out of Texas to come here. And now, look at them. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Bill Plaschke.
Put down your pom-poms, Frank. This is headed for divorce. Harden is looking for this. The Nets are three and three when Harden plays by himself. He didn't leave Houston to come to play for a 500 team. Like everybody else, he's wondering, when's this all going to work together? I don't see it
Kevin
all working
Durant
together.
Is coming
I see
back.
Him out of there.
Aaron Lyles Jr.
Yeah, they didn't need more. How about Kyrie Irving? When's he coming back?
I do think this is heading for an eventual divorce, but I do think that James Harden's frustrations will be tempered a little bit once Kevin Durant comes back and he actually has some help, because they are hurt right now. He was double teamed 7 times last night, which resulted in 3 points and 3 turnovers. When a guy like KD comes back, who draws more attention than any other player in the sport, I think James Harden will feel a little bit better about his situation, at least for this year.
Anthony Davis, return for the Lakers, Bill. Do you want to talk about that?
Yes, please. Can I talk about it right now?
You knew he'd get the first touch, and it would look just like this. 25 minutes, 8 points, Bill. What's the takeaway?
My takeaway is I feel as good about him as I felt all season. They seem energized with AD out there. They seem to fit their roles better. The Nets shot 41%, 25% from 3-point. Lakers scored 29 fast break points. I realized they were barely 500 when Davis was healthy. But I think things have changed now.
Things have changed. You've seen enough with this one start in that Nets roster I just mentioned. All right, Harry Lyles?
Yeah, I think it is obviously a good thing to have a player like Anthony Davis back, yes, especially defensively. But the Lakers still were kind of iffy with him when he was around. So the thing that I'm eager to see here is, how does Frank Vogel, who we've been talking about a lot for weeks now, how does he manage this differently now that Anthony Davis is back and you've got LeBron on one of the best offensive tears of his career?
Frank Isola?
I was waiting for Bill to say Russell Westbrook did not come to the Lakers to play for a 500 team. But guess what? With Anthony Davis and LeBron, they can get after it defensively. Not bad.
L. Duncan?
Yeah, great defense. But again, when AD was there before, they were 16-14, good for a 6th seed, and that was with the easiest schedule in the NBA. We will definitely learn a lot this week as they have to play the Sixers tomorrow. Then they got a back-to-back in Charlotte, and they close out with Atlanta. I think that could be a good measuring stick, but I don't think we can take much from last night.
Buy or sell 3, Keith Yandel, the all-time Iron Man streak in the NHL, 965 straight games. Whose record did he break? Anybody? Anybody? Man, you guys
think Jarvis.
No, I heard it late, but I'm Duncan and Isola. I'll give it to you. See, I'm not sensing the energy this deserves. Do you even know the number I just said 10 seconds ago and said 3 times in the show already? Does anybody?
965.
Thank you for learning a lesson. You're not getting points for that. Al, why isn't this record a bigger deal? And just because I know how you feel about hockey and playing hockey, I mean, could this be the best Ironman streak in all of sports?
100% it is, not only because hockey players are super tough, and there's obviously, no offense to Cal Ripken, but I played baseball my whole life. It's a lot easier, right, to suit up every day
that
for a baseball
game. That sounds like offense to Cal Ripken, honestly.
But honestly, it's also because of COVID. Like, you can get through injuries, and you can play your way through them. You can't play your way through quarantine. The fact he's evaded that and has still been able to get onto the ice, and that he keeps showing up despite being on teams that aren't really all that good.
All right, but brass tacks, you said it. Say it again. This is ahead of Cal Ripken? This is ahead of Brett Favre.
This is ahead of Cal Ripken.
Okay. Well, I mean, Favre was 18 years in the NFL. Jim Marshall was pretty good. 18 years in the NFL. Frank Isola.
Quarterbacks don't get touched, but, Tony.
Okay, go ahead.
Tony, you might have had a longer streak hosting this show. Of course, it's impressive. Maybe if you were a bigger name, I think it would probably get a lot more attention. But it's impressive to be playing hockey every night and to go out there, never miss a game. That's
Harry Lyles Jr.
L makes a great point about the COVID, but I think honestly, in general, being the iron person in any sport is one of the greatest things that you can do, not just because most sports are really taxing on the body, but to fight through those things. And honestly, there's a little bit of luck involved as well. I think that's something, honestly, especially like you said, in hockey, this is an incredible
Bill Plaschke.
Whoa, L, pump the brakes, pump the brakes. Cal Ripken played more than 16 straight years of games, 16 years playing every day in the summer. There is no streak that's even close to that. I know it's baseball and hockey is much tougher. He gets his teeth knocked out. He has COVID, went through COVID. 16 years, L. 16 years of playing games. That's the untouchable. That's the
untouchable. The NFL streak's longer than that, though, Bill. 18 years is far, right? That's 280 plus. And Jim Marshall, who played defensive line. L, come to us. Look at that. I love that. Yes. You know, I always thought the more points you get, the bigger your face should be on our show. I think we're going to keep that. Flashy, that means you're very tiny right now. Isola, you're very tiny right now. Lyles Jr., L. Duncan. Showdown in 2 minutes.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Number one, Auburn's first game ever at number one. It was a tough one at Missouri. Scoring points was pulling a hangnail. The final was 55-54, but a win for Auburn, and a win is a win until the opposing team's fans chant overrated at you. L, can you chant overrated at somebody who just beat you?
Yeah, if you're filled with unmitigated gall. I had this dude outside of a Publix one time hit on me, and when I kindly said no thank you, he said, you're not very cute anyway. And I thought, wow, I'm not a goblin just because I said no to you. I guess Missouri couldn't exactly chant see you in football season, Auburn, so this is all they had.
Wow, that was a journey, that answer. Harry Lyles, how about you?
Yeah, no, you can't do this. Like, even if you're right, you lost the game. You can't do that. Like, be more productive. Say, like, do another chant, right? Like, let's play football or something like that, even though Auburn would beat Missouri in football.
Okay, all right. So you both got jokes there. They're number one. They nearly lost. I mean, I think you could chat overrated. I think you can. Harry Lyles
Jr. They've won 16 in a row, Tony.
The pupil defeats the teacher from Cobb County, Georgia.
Harry Lyles wins. Represent. Cobb County. Final word on this Baseball Hall of Fame stuff. I spoke with a player from the steroid era last night, and this person I've known for a while, they've long claimed that they never took steroids. They played with players that did and did not. And the consensus ultimately that they have all come to at this point in time is that their era deserves to be represented in the Hall of Fame. It is a museum. Everybody should be represented.
Mr. Harry Lyles Jr. shutting it down with a win.
Bonds and Clemens.
Thanks for today, guys. On a 23.5-hour break, we'll see you tomorrow.
Byron Sosa.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.